Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, good evening and welcome to a abbreviated John Whitmer show. Condolences to our Chiefs kingdom out there. Tough loss. Sorry about that one, but you'll get us again. Broncos will be visiting Kansas City on Christmas Eve, actually. So I'm sure you'll get that one. But happy you joined us tonight, even though it's a abbreviated show here at your local liberal resistance headquarters. Pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com. On Facebook at The John Whitmer Show and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Couple of quick programming and calendar notes. This Saturday coming up is this month's AFP Day of Action. It's a great opportunity to get out, door knock, help educate voters. Put that on your calendar and you can visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. It's a great way to get involved. And also, I teased something on Facebook last week that you should tune in for more, because I had an announcement coming. I said to tune in, and that announcement will be coming out this week.
Okay.
So Phil knows what it is.
I do, but I'm sworn to secrecy.
You are, yes, on penalty of death. So there are a few who already know, but it will come out this week. So I will put that on both the John Whitmer Show. By the way, this show is not going anywhere. We will be here for you tonight. By the way, tonight is our 7-year anniversary of the John Whitmer Show.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, I feel 7 years older. That's about it. But seven is a lucky number. It was John Elway's number. It's it's a good number for Bronco fans. Mm-hmm. It's a lucky number. And isn't it ironic that on the 7-year anniversary, we will be having this announcement coming out next week? So it only took 7 years. But anyway, so next week, mark your calendar or make a note. Just keep an eye on social media because we will have an announcement coming out this week. In the meantime, we've got a great show, albeit abbreviated, for you this evening. Joni Harris, who is the mayor-elect of Kichai, will be with us here in just a few minutes to try and explain why the Kichai City Council voted this week to roll back the mayor's authority ahead of her transition next month. They apparently don't believe in the democratic process up in Kichai, or at least the city council doesn't. So they didn't like the results, so they're trying to undo the will of the people. Tanner Temple from AFP Kansas will be with us to discuss what the GOP and allied organizations can do to better motivate Republican voters to turn out after we saw 11% voter turnout in Sedgwick County during the most recent local elections. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. So we've got a shortened show, but we'll make the best of what little time we have. So looking forward to hearing from you tonight. In the meantime, I do want to talk a little bit about the Schumer shutdown. Finally ended. We saw this week one of the most, ironically, at the end of the shutdown, we then saw one of the most brazen, shameless, bald-faced displays of political hypocrisy that I've seen in years. And that's saying something coming out of Washington, D.C. After over 6 weeks of Democrats hyperventilating on cable news, clutching their pearls on social media, screaming to the heavens about how Republicans were holding America hostage, you couldn't turn on a television or open a web browser without being told that Republicans were monsters for not reopening the government or caving to their $1.5 trillion demands. And who was one of the loudest, most self-righteous voices in that mob, that chorus of sanctimony, but Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas? Sharice never missed a camera, never missed a microphone or a Twitter opportunity to tell you that she wanted the government reopened. She tweeted it, she posted it, she said it on radio, she said it in press releases dozens of times. She proclaimed open the government, end the shutdown, people are hurting. She'd go out and do press releases. She'd do appearances with poor, struggling people who needed their money from the government. She practically branded her entire identity for 6 weeks around that one talking point. But here's the part that she hoped you'd never pay attention to. When Sharice Davids was given the chance last week, finally, actually literally given the chance to vote to open the government, she voted not to do it. The same thing for her Democrat colleagues in the Senate, of course. Every time Democrats were offered a straight, clean vote to reopen the government, they kept it closed. But Sharice Davids, who proclaimed open the government, refused to do it. It took Republicans to end the shutdown and Democrats, of course, to take credit for it. The same people who had been lecturing America nonstop about how Republicans were the reason families weren't getting paid, federal workers were furloughed, and folks on SNAP were worried about their benefits. Suddenly, when the rubber met the road, when action mattered more than hashtags, she and the rest of the Democrats turned their backs. Remember, you couldn't get your SNAP benefits. You heard about that, too, I'm sure. Well, the breathless cries from Democrats claiming Republicans were starving people because the government was shut down. Guess what? Republicans brought forward the vote to SNAP benefits to fund it, and they Democrats voted against that, too. So, basically, it's time to call bullpucky. Sharice Davids, champion of the people, defender of the poor, voted against it. She refused to fund the very program she accused Republicans of neglecting. She had the chance to help those families she claimed were so close to crisis, the people she cared so much about. She didn't do it. She chose politics over people. She chose the talking point over the paycheck. She chose the shutdown over SNAP. And she chose the talking point and politics over hashtags. And folks, it wasn't an accident. It was confusion. It was deliberate. It was calculated. It was political. Because Democrats had decided openly that they wanted to drag out the shutdown as long as possible to hurt Republicans. They wanted the pain. They wanted the fear. They wanted the headlines. And they wanted to win an election in the first week of November. And they had the nerve to blame Republicans for the very misery they were prolonging with their own votes. And let me say this clearly, because the media sure as hell won't. It was Republicans who voted to reopen the government. It was Democrats who repeatedly refused to do so. The record is there. The votes are there. The facts are not complicated. But you won't hear that on MS Fake News NBC. You won't hear that from the editorial board of the Kansas City Red Star or the Wichita Birdcage Eagle. And you won't hear it from Representative Sharice Davids, who's counting on you being too busy, too distracted, or too trusting to look it up. Because if you did look, you'd see exactly what happened. While Republicans were trying to reopen the government, Democrats were trying to keep it closed. And Sharice Davids, who pretended for weeks that she was desperate to help people, voted right along with her party to keep everything shut down. The same Democrats who refused to open the government are now out there acting like heroes, patting themselves on the back and posing for pictures, pretending like they were the ones who saved the day. But they were obstructionists. They were the ones voting no. They were the ones keeping the doors locked. And they were the ones dragging out the pain of the very people they claimed to help. They stood in front of low-income families and said, I care about your benefits, and then voted to take away those very benefits. They refused to fund SNAP when they had the chance. They stood in front of the cameras and said they wanted shutdowns, and they voted for gridlock. So, most of all, call it exactly what Americans, this is exactly why Americans don't trust Washington. And after all the shouting, after the drama, after the lectures and finger wagging, it was Republicans, not Democrats, who finally opened the government. Remember that, because they're sure as hell not going to remind you. We'll take a quick break, and then Joni Harris, mayor-elect of Kichai, will join us to try and explain why the Kichai City Council voted this week to roll back the incoming mayor, well, the mayor in all authority, ahead of her transition next month. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Their day of action is coming up. They do it every month, once a month, on the third Saturday of the month. That's this Saturday. It's a great way to get engaged, to make a difference, to help educate voters. It's a great way for you to be empowered to change the trajectory of our city, of the county, and make your voice heard. You can visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. It's not too late. to get involved coming up this Saturday. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So earlier this week, the Kichai City Council voted to reduce the mayor's authority during a rather tense meeting on Thursday, stripping several powers from the office ahead of Mayor-elect Joni Harris taking over. The council voted unanimously in favor of doing so. I guess apparently they just don't approve the democratic process. They didn't like the outcome of the election. So, well, let's just, you know, change the mayor's authority. with us now to explain really why this happened and what prompted this is Mayor-elect Joni Harris. Joni, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me, John.
So, Joni, let's start with this. Let's start with what changes in a nutshell. What did they do? What effectively did they do?
They effectively removed the power of the mayor, the executive power of the mayor, having the superintending control of all officers and affairs of the city, which is the executive power of a mayor in our governing system.
But I mean, I looked up your city ordinance, and according to the city ordinance, the mayor is considered to be the chief executive officer of the city of Kichai, with day-to-day administrative duties then carried out by the administrator. So,
correct.
That's the ordinance. Did they change the ordinance?
They removed the ability for the mayor to do their function of superintending control of all officers and affairs of the city. So they literally removed the executive power.
But the ordinance is still there, correct? So you still have the duties, but you don't have the ability to carry out your duties effectively.
That's correct.
So, okay. Well, first off, I'm not entirely sure that's legal, but I'm not a lawyer, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So you were, for those who understand the basics, effectively, Kichai was a strong mayor form of government.
Yes.
And they effectively moved it to a council or administrator council kind of form of government, essentially is what they've done, correct?
That is correct. So what was indicated by the city attorney is that there was redundancies or clarifications of job duties that needed to be defined because there was a blur of responsibilities. However, well,
that's creative legal jargon there, a blur of responsibilities.
That's in general what he said. So they needed to define the roles. And so they said that executive power of the mayor was already, in essence, being taken care of by the city administrator. However, the city administrator, as you stated, takes care of the day-to-day operations. So there's an executive power of the mayor, there's a legislative power of the city council, and the city administrator really is like an operations supervisor, as in any company that you would have. So I would not be interfering with his functions of taking care of the day-to-day operations. I would be responsible for making sure that our department heads are doing their jobs well and to make sure that the affairs of the city are handled appropriately.
Well, it's like the guy who manages the street sweepers doesn't sweep the streets. He manages the street sweepers. So they've basically said, okay, street sweepers now manage the department, and you no longer have the ability to manage the street sweepers effectively.
That is correct.
Okay, so let's... I was a legislator. I am familiar with certain things. My understanding is the state law doesn't allow a city to switch from strong mayor to a council administrator form of government without a vote of the people. Is that correct?
That is my understanding as well. Okay. However, the city attorney indicated that this was just administrative changes.
Oh, well, that's
to their ordinance.
Sure. So, well, and if he says it, it must be true. So, you know, to heck with what the law is. If he says it's true, yeah, we'll see how well that holds up in court. Let me ask you this, and by the way, we're talking, this one's hilarious, by the way. We're talking with Joni Harris, who is the mayor-elect of Kichai. according, and again, this is, I've done a little bit, I've heard some of the audio from the meeting, and I heard one member, yes. I think it was council member Matt Brewer, who specifically said that they took this action because you were elected, which which is crazy, considering you won by a margin of over 15%. So this wasn't even close. It's not like this was a narrow election. Even if it was, the people had their – the democratic process worked. You were elected. The way this sounds to me is this is sour grapes. They don't like you coming in there, and so they're trying to nerf your ability to do what you were elected to do. Is that correct? Is that about right?
Well, you know, I can't say exactly what any of those council members was thinking, but their actions.
Well, one of them said it specifically that you were elected, so they're, I mean, and it was unanimous. So if this guy says they did it because you were elected and then they all voted for it, well, then pretty much that's why they did it. They wanted to hamstring you as coming in. There's no other reason to do this. They don't like you getting elected. They were clearly supporting someone else in the election, and then they're pissed off that that person lost. And so they got sour grapes is the way I see this. And keep in mind, you know, Sedgwick County voter turnout was barely 11%. Keechai voter turnout was almost 30%. So you had major voter turnout. You won with 15% of the vote, and they're upset about it. They're basically little babies, toddlers who lost, and then they're crying. So they're taking their binky and their toys and running away. I mean, tell me if this is anything, if I'm being inaccurate in any of these descriptions.
Well, I probably wouldn't use exactly the same words that you've chosen.
Yes, well, that's because you're a politician and I'm not, so I can say things like this. You have to get elected. I don't.
Yes, it's highly concerning. And really, the main accusation came forward that I have said throughout my campaign that I am going to fire all city employees on my first day in office. And the accusation went on and on and on.
I heard that.
Employees are in fear that I'm coming in to fire them.
I heard that accusation.
It was quite at length. And here's the whole thing.
Let me ask you, have you ever said that?
Go ahead. I have said I have an issue with a couple of employees in our city hall. Yes, I have publicly spoken that out.
And that is, first off, you have a First Amendment right to say anything you want to. Second off, if you wanted to, let me ask you this. Does the mayor have the ability to fire anybody?
No, there is no power whatsoever for the mayor to fire anyone.
And have you ever said that you wanted to fire all the employees?
I have not.
Okay, so those accusations, those statements are bold-faced lies. Even if you did, you don't have the authority to do it. So they're just taking these actions basically out of fear. And then the whole thing is, I don't understand, first off, why they're so scared of you. But or for that matter, the people who voted for you. I guess my next question, and I know I'm coming up on my bottom of the hour break here, but what's the next step here? I mean, do you have to take this to the attorney general? Do you have to sue them? I mean, because it sounds like if they all voted 7-1, unless you've got wholesale changes in this last election, you're going to be 7-0, excuse me, or whatever it was. Five to zero. It sounds like you're going to have a council that doesn't want you there. What options do you have now?
You know, I'm pursuing various options at this time of action that I can take moving forward. We have citizens. There's a citizen who has now put forward a petition to gather enough signatures to bring forward a citizen petition to rescind the ordinance.
Good.
Which they can do. There are other avenues I'm exploring that I will just continue to pursue and not speak out publicly yet what I am planning to do.
Well, I would say the 15% margin that you have, the folks that voted for you should look into recalling the jackwagons that are trying to undo the democratic process. I mean, that's what this sounds like to me, is a bunch of poor sports who don't like the outcome of democracy and are now trying to undo it. And if I'm wrong, if I'm misinterpreting this, I invite any of the five who did this to come on the show and explain how I'm wrong and try and explain themselves. Mm-hmm. But we don't do socialism in this country. We don't do communist. This is not communist Russia here. And if you don't like the outcome of an election, then you work your butt off in 2 years or 4 years and you try and change the outcome of an election. You don't do this kind of garbage. And that's right. that's what I take issue with here is if they don't like what, you know, you or they don't like, then they can work against you and they can try and defeat you at the next ballot box. But to try and do this, it seems very communist China to me. And that's why I found it so reprehensible when I read the story. And that's why I wanted to give you a platform. I know you have a Facebook page that exposes that. And that's one of the reasons I think they don't like you is because you are very transparent. You expose a lot of their stuff on social media. If residents of Kichai are interested and they want to follow you, they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
We the People of Kichai is a Facebook page where we live stream all public meetings and I share about city issues that we're addressing.
We the People of Kichai. Gee, I wonder if that might be one of the reasons why they don't like you is because you're transparent and that makes you a threat. Well, first off, congratulations on the win. And Joni, I would say keep it up. You know, Winston Churchill had a famous phrase, and it's actually been one of the ones that I have on my office here at KNSS. Oh, gee, I have an office here at KNSS. Ooh, did I slip something? But anyway, on my wall here in the office, it's a phrase from Winston Churchill that says, if you've made enemies, that's good. You must be doing something right. So clearly, I would say in this case, you're probably doing something right. Joni, I wish you all the best. Best of luck. Keep us updated, will you?
I will.
Keep up the good
work. Thank you so much, John.
You're very welcome. Coming up, Tanner Temple from Americans for Prosperity Kansas will join us to discuss what the GOP and allied organizations can do to better motivate Republican voters to turn out after we saw 11% voter turnout in the most recent elections, and tell us about next Saturday's Day of Action. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS. And make sure you listen to us on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages. And follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, it's hard to have a government of, by, and for the people if the people aren't participating. Democrats can't work well if people don't vote. And folks, we have a voter turnout problem. So, I mean, what, if anything, can we do about it? I don't know. Maybe my next guest can help us with that one. Tanner Temple is the head honcho, big mucky muck, super poobah. What was the Royal Order of Water Buffaloes? You know, he's the head of the Royal Order of Water Buffaloes with Americans for Prosperity of Kansas. Tanner, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, brother.
Yeah, John, thanks for having me again. So, I've definitely enjoyed being on over the time and, I'm glad to be back.
And this is not necessarily a local problem because even in 2024, we had 64% voter turnout, which, I mean, people would say that's good. But if you look globally, like Belgium, 88% voter turnout, Sweden, 87, Australia had 91%, Norway even 78, Netherlands has 82. And so in our presidential years, we get in the 60s. Here in Sedgwick County, we had 11% voter turnout. Johnson County had 23-24% voter turnout. This is almost, you know, government by some of the people. And I know you guys at AFP, one of your core functions is to help educate and inform and drive voter turnout. What do we do to help change the trajectory of voter turnout?
Exactly, John. I think the main thing is we got to find things that motivate people. You always go look at what the national elections are doing with Trump. And I think there was a rallying call that the Make America Great Again movement had that really motivated voters. What we've seen here now, though, on the local elections, that the turnout is just not there. We just saw that on our local elections for our county commissioners, our school board members in Sedgwick County, Johnson County, you name it. So we got to find a unifying message to really rally those people and get them motivated again. And that's what we do at AFP. You know, we knock doors, make phone calls. So we're trying to revive that movement to make an impact.
Well, and I think you're right. And we have to, I'm glad that you're cognizant of that, because as we both know, Trump's not going to be on the ballot again. So his policies certainly are, but he isn't. And, you know, one of the things that I tried to emphasize before this last election and even after is Republicans who don't vote elect Democrats. And we can't afford to have that apathy. And, you know, if we've got, like, for example, the judicial selection coming up next year in a primary, we've got important issues, taxes, bond issues that, you know, I know that USD 259, for example, is going to put another $500 million bond on the ballot probably next November here in Wichita. Stuff like that, massive tax increases. Maybe what it's coming down to, Tanner, is people aren't hurting enough. But that's sad. But is it going to have to be that they're suffering before they'll bother to turn out to vote?
I truly hope that we don't get to a point where it's like that, John. And again, you make a point. What motivates people? What motivates me is my pocketbook, right? I mean, the fiscal issues is what really motivates people. So we don't want them to get into a hole where the tax burden is so high on them that they can't make day-to-day decisions for their family. So we have to be proactive now in making sure that they're making informed decisions and voting for people that lower property taxes, lower income taxes, and make a more pro-business party and state for all of us to work in. So I think it starts at an education level, and we got to find ways to motivate people. And I think fiscal issues are the main thing that motivate people, especially in the state of Kansas.
We're talking with Tanner Temple with Americans for Prosperity Kansas. And I think you're right. I mean, I think it was the Clintons who said, you know, it's the economy stupid. And heaven forbid I'm finding myself agreeing with the Clintons. But you're right. And I think part of this is also educating voters. And I think when they start to understand, I remember when we were going through some of the pushback, you know, whether they just came out with their other Fort Hays state polls, and they say, oh, 70% of Kansans support Medicaid expansion. Well, sure, if you tell them all the unicorns and roses and rainbows and puppy dogs aspects of it. But the minute you start to explain that it's upwards of $10 billion over 10 or $2 billion over 10 years, and you start to explain that Medicaid expansion includes health care for illegals and includes abortion on demand paid for with taxpayer dollars, those numbers change dramatically once people understand exactly what's in the bill. So educating voters is a key element in this.
Again, you mentioned Bill Clinton. His economy in the 90s, it comparative to where the party's at now, the Democratic Party, he right. would be oh. a fiscal and really a social conservative yes. to today's standards. So it is funny that you mentioned that, but you always run out of other people's money when you're talking yes. about Medicare expansion and government handouts. I mean, they were built to be safety nets. They weren't an all-encompassing free-for-all on the fiscal dollars of American citizens. And that's where we've really gone off track. We spend other people's money, and we keep spending to the point we can't afford it anymore. That's why you see the national debt the way it is. And that's how we've seen, Governor Kelly when she tries to fight the legislator on a lot of the things we do with the budget. So it always comes down to spending, John. We got to stop the spending.
Yeah, well, and that's why it's so funny. I know I'm sure you're aware Governor Kelly just wrapped up her driving around the state, giving her little economy talks. And her last stop was here in Wichita. And of course, then she did a media blitz and PR blitz talking about how great it was to come around the state and talk about her, you know, budget for next year. And I kept thinking to myself, gee, you know, her under her watch, the spending in Kansas has increased. I think it was 61 or 64% over the 7 years that she's been in there. And what do we have to show for it? Population is basically flat. I think it's grown 1.5%, and yet the budget has bloomed by 60%. And yet she's going around saying, what should we spend more money on next year?
And again, you know, she ran on a middle of the road governor, but then we come up with things in the legislature like the income tax buy down that was a net neutral to the state. So there was no fiscal note to it, and she still vetoed it. These are the things that, you know, if you're talking about being a middle of the road governor, meet us in the middle of the road with things like income tax buy down when the state has excess revenue. So we have all these routes we can go. That are beneficial to the taxpayers in the state, and she has just shown time and time after again she won't follow that route.
And notice we haven't even gotten into the social policies yet. So where she's way left. I know you've got once a month, you guys, on the third Saturday, AFP does the Day of Action. That's coming up here this Saturday. If folks want to get involved, it's a great way to help get out. The weather's going to be nice. Can you tell us a little bit about the Day of Action and how folks can help?
You bet. Yeah, if you go to our website or reach out to any of our folks across the state, we're going to be out knocking doors and doing phone calls and really spreading the message. And the primary focus, what we're doing, and I've talked about on this show a few times, is the judicial selection amendment next year. Yep. So during the primary in August, you talk about finding ways to motivate people, getting your democracy back from an activist forward. I mean, that's the most motivating thing I think I've ever had as personally as a voter in the state. And I hope other people feel that. So as we knock doors, that's where we're going to be spreading the message on and making sure that people vote yes next year to take back their bench.
Well, and one of the things that I try to do when I talk to folks about this issue is push back on the counter messaging, you know, that it's buying elections, or the whole argument that it's merit. And I mean, there's just so much that the other side is already coming out with. And I think that's why it's so important that people are educated, because, you know, they're going to outspend us 10 to 1 like they did on Value Them Both and some of the other things that we've tried to do over the years, or the constitutional, even the constitutional right to hunt and care in Kansas, they tried to kill. And so it's so important that we educate voters. Again, if folks want information about the Day of Action, if they want to participate, what's the best way for them to do that again?
Yeah, you can find us on any of our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even follow me on my personal social pages. But TakeBackTheBench.com is the best place to get in touch with us, specifically on the judicial amendment or Americans for Prosperity Kansas. So you can find us on either one of those websites.
Well, Tanner, you know, my wife and I will be out there with you Saturday, and I'm sure we'll hopefully have a good crowd out there with us. But thank you again, brother. I appreciate you. We'll have you on again soon, I'm sure.
Yes, sir, and I know you're a Broncos fan, so I can say go Broncos. So hopefully, the rest of the state won't get too bad about that.
We don't want to bring that up tonight. It's probably still a little sore for. That's okay. Like I said earlier, I'm sure the Chiefs will take care of us when we come to Kansas City on Christmas Eve. So, I guarantee you, we'll lose that one. So, thank you, brother. I appreciate, my friend.
Yeah, you bet.
We'll take a quick break and take your calls. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget, we just talked about it. It's hard to forget. But coming up on Saturday is the AFP's Day of Action, so it should be fun. Encourage you to come on out and join us. I know I'll be out there. Marlena and I will be out there door knocking, so encourage you to come out and join us. If you want information, you can always visit AmericansForProsperity.org. It's a great way to get out and talk to different folks, educate them on issues that are important to you. So it's a great way, good exercise, lots of fun, and we need help to educate voters. And it's a great way to get out there and just help folks understand kind of where we are and the things that are important to you. And of course, you can maybe get a little bite to eat or something afterwards. So, but great event. Be a lot of fun.
That's a great way to kind of put a bow on the fact that we had 11% turnout in Sedgwick County.
Yeah, I mean, we got to educate voters.
Get out. Yeah, get educated and find out. And knowledge is power. My Saturday mornings, that's what I take away from it, is the Schoolhouse Rock stuff. Knowledge is power.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Give me a quick recap from Thursday because that was the
bourbon and cigars.
Bourbon and cigars.
And I was sober. So I had a couple martinis, but we had a good time. It was a blast. Big crowd.
Good.
Larger than we expected, which is great.
That is great.
This was a first time event and a big crowd. We had a little live auction or silent auction stuff. They all sold at the number of things that were donated thanks to. In particular to Representative Russ Kessler out of Hayesville, who helped us with some of our live auction, or rather silent auction items, and the cigars. He provided the cigars for the folks at the Candle Club. Were great.
That's a beautiful venue, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great venue. Mm-hmm. We actually have decided we're going to do another one the spring.
Okay.
And the folks at the Humidor have offered to work with us on that. So we'll probably do two a year now since this one was so successful. We'll do like a winter one at the Candle and do a spring one at the Humidor. So, but yeah, it was very well attended. Great event, great turnout.
Congressman Estes was
here. Yes, Ron was here. Okay. And so we'll reach out, maybe see if Dr. Marshall or someone wants to host the one in the spring. But yeah, it was great, great turnout, good crowd, had a lot of fun. It was casual too. This was not like your typical events. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a bunch of politicians speaking. It was more just about socializing and having fun and not a lot of speechifying. You know what I mean? To quote George H.W. or W. Bush, no speechifying. We're just sort of, just casual, just hanging out. But yeah, we smoked a few cigars and sat around and just talked and hung out as friends and colleagues and raised a little money that we can then use. I mean, now, this election cycle's over with. It was a little disappointing, but that's okay. Now we have to learn from it and then gear up for 26, and that's what we'll do. And this helped. We raised quite a bit of money, and so now we'll put what we raised this year, and we're looking at next year for the county parties looking at doing some things. Might do something in the early spring. Then we might do another cigar event, probably a picnic. But we've got a few things planned. All right. Plus, the party is coming in January 31st is the state GOP meeting. Dana Loesch will be in Wichita as the keynote speaker. So got a lot of fun, but more to come. And, of course, we'll be here. Thank you, by the way, listeners, for 7 years on the air. I appreciate you much. We'll be here next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.